And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Expository Thursday. Expository Thursday. As we work together to know the letter better into the narrative of the Book of Acts, we travel to understand the things the Lord requires of us as we learn to apply God's timeless truths in our lives. First, we return to the Book of Acts, specifically 23, chapter 23, verse 23, chapter 23, verse 23. The next several verses deal with Commander Claudius Lysias sending Paul to Governor Felix. The commander writes a letter explaining the situation, why he has 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen, and 200 spearmen escorting Paul to the governor. After Felix reads the letter, he decides to handle the case. 5 days later, Ananias the high priest arrives with his special lawyer named Tertullus, which I mentioned last week was the Johnny Cochran of his day. The lawyer then proceeds to accuse Paul with 4 straight lies. Many of you are thinking, I think I've heard this intro before. Yeah, but I set it all up last week and we didn't even get to 1 second of it, so we're doing it this week. That's why. We're going to go all the way from 23:23 up to chapter 24, verse 10 in a pivotal moment that it's Paul's turn, even though Paul approaches with respect to the elders and the leaders. He acknowledges them for helping. The key component is understanding, and I didn't get to elaborate on this, that it is now Paul's turn and important for you to understand. And we said this before, you will get your chance. You will get your opportunity to make the declaration. Nobody will stop you from declaring for the Lord the truth or declaring the truth in your own life, no matter how many lies are thrown at you. And I know many of you out there have had many lies tossed in your direction. You should actually feel good that you are identifying with the people of God in the Word. And finally, in verse 10, as mentioned, we see Paul makes his defense. That's Christian apologetics, defending the faith. Christian apologetics is about standing firm in the faith, declaring the once and for all faith delivered to the saints. And the irony is, if people don't like it, it doesn't matter, because God's truth never changes.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Sometimes a little bit too much of that. Spiritual observations. Sometimes a little too much of that. My life's insanities and oy vey, so much more. Hey. We're asking you, what do you think? Now, remember, it's not professional radio. It's just radio, so it's okie dokie. That's our big theological term around here, okie dokie. We're asking you, what do you think? You can email us. Did you know you can email us during the show? Eddie does. David@hemustincrease.org. That's David@hemustincrease.org. You can text us. Live during the show right now, whether you're in San Diego, whether you're in Denver, whether you're in Dallas or Detroit, text us now. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us. The telephone, really? They still have that? Yes. The number, 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770 when you call. 972-445-0770. You'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is the same feeling you get when you are being appreciated.
Aww. Aww. Thank you, David. Happy Thursday, or Expository Thursday. I did pretty good there.
Expository Thursday. Isn't that great? I won't even tell you the origin of that yet. I'll tell it to you down the road. It's pretty funny. Okay. It's classic. Here's the dealios for people that don't know. These contact points are for you. Okay? I can preach on a lot of stuff. Let's just leave it there. A lot of topics, a lot of different. Why? Because I do that. That's something I've done for a while. 42 years? 43 years. Wow, long time. Here's what I would say. Longer than the children of Israel were in the desert. That's a long time, right? Here's the deal, though. I like praying for people. I like hearing what people are doing, how things are going. I love hearing the Lord doing stuff. If people are in need, I like joining in with them. The Bible says in Romans chapter 15, verse 30, Paul said, "Join with me in my struggle by praying for me." So, yes, when you hear a cause or something, giving financially is great. But Paul said that, by the way. Additionally, he said, join me by praying for me. And when you hear something that somebody's going through and we mention that, you should be praying for that person. Not just that one time, but be praying for them. And that prayer joins you to their cause, joins you in their struggle. And that's part of carrying one another's burdens and so fulfilling the law of Christ. So we love that. We think that's awesome because it gives us a chance to do that. If you have a praise report and it's there and the Lord has done something, don't be hesitant because you're afraid of the phone, afraid of radio, afraid of. Don't do that. This is one of the safest places you'll ever get to share. Learn to share, and the more you share, the more you will be a sharer. And being a sharer will help you share things the Lord has done in your lives, and people are blessed by that. It helps people. And maybe you got something the Lord's shown you and just like, I wanted to kind of bounce this off, or I just wanted to get an understanding. Maybe you got a question. It's not too deep theological. If you're going to ask me about the aorta salutis and how it's going to be between justification, sanctification, and whether regeneration prioritizes that, and it's based on foreknowledge or predestination, or is that based on fruit, that'll be a little different. It'll be a longer conversation. If you ask me what my favorite color is, the answer is blue. See? You see how that works? I'm just giving you the lay of the land. We're going to do some jokes. I got a couple of good ones. We'll do a little history and some more Bible trivia. We love Bible trivia. Here's your Bible trivia question. Keeping it simple, but not giving you anything but the reference. Who was Moses' wife? What was her name? And don't say Mrs. Moses. I'm telling that to Al ahead of time. Who was Moses' wife? Exodus chapter 2, verse 21. Who was Mo's wife? Not Mrs. Moses, not Mrs. Mo. Who was Mo's wife? If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. Who was Moses' wife? Question being asked, your answer in Exodus chapter 2, verse 21. In the meantime, we will go to DNA. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
So I got up today. So let me just make this really, I'll just make this thing. Got up today. I was really, 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 really tired yesterday. I actually came home. The drive took longer. Yeah, I left at 3:15, got home at 5. We won't talk about that right now. Had a little bit of an attitude when I walked in the door. The wife was very patient. They had to put up with me for a little while. Put some food in my mouth and told me to shut up. That was a good idea. And so I was a little grumpy. Went to bed really tired. Woke up kind of like still trying to pull it together. And then what happens is I spent time with the Lord and just everything that seemed heavy was not as heavy. That's it. There's nothing else I could say. Every heaviness had lost weight in my engagement with the Lord. And it's got nothing to do with me being spiritual, anything like this. Zero. It has to do with God helping his creation. That's how important it is for you to hang out with the Lord. Does that make sense? Draw closer to the Lord daily. D. N. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Got people on the television now going, we're going to hell, we're going to hell. They actually did a song about it, the Entertainers. You're right, you guys are going to hell. Just try not to take so many people with you on the way. That would be kind of like what we would like to say to them, right? never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
On God. That means get ready. Be ready. Time. Get to it. Here we go. On your marks. Here we go. That's what it is. You're just ready. And you're willing. You're available. Hey, I got a question for you. This is a really good one. Are you available for the Lord? That's the straightforward. That is a straightforward question. Are you available for God? Ouch. All right. Triv question, simply this. Who was Moses's what? That's our DNA, by the way. D, which is draw closer to the Lord daily. N, which is never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then A, which is always be ready to serve. Somebody's ready for the triv question. We're going to send them on through. Just repeat it real fast. Who was Moses's wife? Exodus 2:21. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David, this is John.
Hi, John. How are ya?
I'm all right. How are you?
I don't know if you had a chance to hear or not, but we're making a move. After 6.5 years, we're relocating because the drive, last week I had a 4-hour and 5-minute drive home from the studio. Oh. And I thought, I can't get a helicopter. And then Noelle's having some trouble at work. And we're like, we're relocating and changing. So, brother, if you pray for me, about this in the next 24 days.
Oh, next how many days?
Next 24 days. It all comes together. So if you hear me on the 25th day and I'm still breathing, that's a good sign.
Well, maybe you said where you're moving. I didn't hear that.
We're gonna move. So we're right radio. Now. We're in Fate, which is like Rockwall Fate area, and we're gonna probably move in. We're doing kind of a drive on Saturday to like 7 different locations, and so somewhere between Irving and Flower Mound, and Denton and Argyle, and there's just all these different places we're going to. So. We're just praying to ask the Lord to help just for a lot of grace through the situation because we've been in a great place, but it's time to leave the stronghold and move forward.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So please pray for me, brother.
Amen. I hope you find a good place.
Yeah, me too.
With rest.
You hope I don't knock on your door going, hey, John, open up. Anyway.
Yeah, come on in.
All right, let's set the trivia question up. All right. Who was Moses' wife? Exodus 2:21 is your reference point. Who was that?
Well, I guess I've been pronouncing it wrong all these years. I've got J. Vernon McGee's edition, and he's got accents on a different syllable.
Okay.
He's got Zipporah.
That's great, though. It's Zipporah! That's right!
Yeah, I thought it was Zipporah, too, but he's got Zipporah.
It is. It's not Zipporah. The O-R-A-H would be from Torah, so it's Zipporah. Is like, that's how that would be. That's how you would know that. Torah, T-O-R-A-H. P-O-R-A-H is Pora, and so it's Zipporah is what it is, not Zipporah. That's how you got to do it. But you are 100% correct, sir. How are you doing, by the way? Is there anything we can be praying for you about? You got the audience or powerful prayers, John. Anything going on that we can pray for you about? How are you doing in general?
Well, fine. My wife and I went to see our son in Florida and our daughter-in-law and see how they were doing. And it's the first time we'd seen him.
Wow. How'd that go?
Since Nola. Well, actually, no, we had a service for Nola. And so this is the time we spent at their home and for any length of time. And so they're doing pretty good, which made us feel pretty good. I mean, you know,
yeah.
They're doing all right, you know. There's a little, you know, one little moment where I think my daughter-in-law got a little emotional about, you know, just the fact, you know, they were missing her and all like that. Which is understandable.
Yep.
She and her dad had painted Nola's room in Nola's favorite colors and put some pictures of Nola on the wall and pictures of little paintings that she had painted at St. Jude. Lots of artwork there. So it, you know, changed the room. And so for the time being, we just got to be with them and I mean, I'm glad we went, you know. It turned out to be a really good trip because my daughter-in-law's family side lives in the Tampa area, so they were all there. And we represented our son and his family all of her many people in her family, so... So it was a good Easter. It really was. We went to a good service at a church that, non-denominational church, and it was really uplifting, a really good message, good songs, and it was a great trip, really.
That's great, though. That's such a blessing, though, John. I mean, first of all, I know you know this, but I say this as somebody who's outside of the situation as compared to you, but you know, there is coming a day where you walk into the streets of gold and Noah's just going to be right there going, took you long enough. You know, it's just like, it's going to be awesome. You know what I mean? Is you're going to be like, aha, now we got heaven going on. I mean, that's going to be phenomenal. And so that's just really, that's big part of our faith. That's big part of what we know to be true. But what a blessing that this trip turned out to be a form of healing for a little bit for you and your wife and a little bit for Nola's parents, for your son and daughter-in-law. So, I mean, that's an important, important thing. And everybody who's listening, they need to be praying for John. This is a great thing, big steps, but at no point does Nola get removed from the situation. She's the first to greet them when they walk in the door. I mean, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Well, thank you, David.
You're more than welcome.
Yeah, it was good time. So it's good to be back home, of course, and talking to you and praying for Gary and everybody else out there. I know there's people with other needs besides us, you know, so gotta lift them up as well.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you, and we want you. You know, you're welcome to call anytime, and we're not going to cover it every single time, but you should be aware we're here for you in any capacity. If there's something you need specifically, prayer or anything along those lines, you let us know, and we will do our best to help. Okay.
Always something comes up. Something comes up sometime.
Yeah. Something always comes up somewhere, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, you. How about you and your family? Have you seen your
Easton? Easton's been doing better, but he had a real bad. He's had a couple of real bad episodes. At one point, Julianne called me up, and she was pretty, you know, pretty messed, and weeping pretty hard. And then we had a lot of people praying. He did come through. They had to get through Easter because, remember, Jared, her husband, is the youth pastor at the church in Covington. And so that's their big, it's their, you know, the big Super Bowl kind of thing. And so since then, she sent us a picture saying they're all resting and coming to grips and kind of coming down from all of the trauma plus all of the ministry and everything else. So right now they're in a rest stage, and I really appreciate you asking. It's hard to, Julianne doesn't like to share as much now as she did maybe in the first couple of years of this process, so you have to kind of pull it out of her, which is that's okay. She's trying to make it so that people aren't overwhelmed, but I understand.
Right.
You understand what's going on. You understand how they're trying to parent on
that. I read somebody just had quoted her dad had said whenever she was overwhelmed, her dad would say, "Remember, inch by inch, it'll be a cinch." You know, so even when you overwhelm you,
exactly,
which we all get sometimes. Just take it, you know, one step at a time.
I mean, that's exactly right. And even my mom, who was probably actually did make a decision. My dad didn't, but my mom probably made a decision, Christ, towards the end. But she was the one that told us kids, "Hey, how do you eat an elephant?"
"Oh, I don't know how to eat an elephant, Mom.
One bite at a time." It's like, that's what you do.
That's right.
So that's how you do it.
I've never had one, but I'm
sure
that's...
I think I'll pass on that one.
Yeah.
Well, we love you, brother, and you are always welcome to call, always well, and we always think of you as a part of our family here.
Well, thank you, David. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I hope Noel's work situation is getting better. I think you mentioned that a while back.
Yeah. Two weeks she'll be out of that particular store. That's one of the other reasons we're transferring. It's like, time to go.
Okay. Well, good. Hope it works out.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Well, David, thank you for taking my call, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. God bless you, brother.
Lord willing. Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we'll take our break. Wonderful to hear from John. Just phenomenal. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience? Imagine yourself on a rocket ship racing at 1,000 miles an hour into space. Once there, you can sense the power and the presence of the majestic and the divine. You forget about your troubles and your fears, and you just float in peace without a worry in the world. There are no struggles, no pain, no discomfort. It's soothing, calm, comfortable. But then, the show starts. And you realize that none of that stuff has anything to do with the show. What were you thinking? The David Spoon Experience. Only for the brave of heart and the bored.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under his wings. Day and night, they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And you're thinking, that's a great verse, Dave. What does that got to do with Thanksgiving? Right? Because that doesn't have any application except for God is pictured here as always was, always is, and always will be. And a person who is walking in the dynamic of continually giving thanks is looking at their past with thanksgiving, is looking at their present with thanksgiving, and is looking at their future with thanksgiving, because God has operated in the past, the present, and the future, and you have a past, a present, and a future. And when you look at your past and you operate with thanksgiving, and you look at your present and you operate with thanksgiving, and you look at your future and you operate with thanksgiving, you're operating in those principles with God. And if you look at your past with thanksgiving, guess what you won't have bitterness. And if you look at your present with thanksgiving, guess what you're going to have? A trusting and a confidence. And if you look to your future with thanksgiving, guess what you're going to have? A hope for a better tomorrow. All these principles operate if you will continually walk in thanksgiving on every aspect and element of your life. You won't be bitter. You'll be trusting God and walking in confidence. You'll be looking for a better tomorrow. You'll be operating in the principle of faith. You'll be honoring God, and you'll be setting yourself free in your partnership with God. How can that be bad? Amen. How can that be bad? It blow my mind. Crying out loud. We should be thanking God for, oh, but this terrible thing happened. But look how God brought you through it. Amen. This terrible thing is happening, but look how God is bringing you through it. Hey, when they start shooting Christians, look how God took you out and brought you to Him. I mean, it's like it's all together. You can't escape this. If you look at your life with the continual feast of thanksgiving, you'll have a continual feast.
The David Spoon Experience.
On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other
welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Get ready for your next trivia question. Okay? All right. Here you go. Now, there's a little bit of trickery in this. Okay? A little bit of, so maybe, do you have that horn thing that we could play? Do we still have that horn? We had that before. The little horn, warning horn or something.
There it is.
Thank you very much. I still have one ear left. Anyway. That thing is loud. Anyway, here's your trivia question. I just want to see if you guys can get this. Here we go. As God parted the Red Sea for the Israelites, listen to the question. What did Moses hold out over the water? Now, before you answer, I know you're getting ready to answer. Stop. Please check the reference, Exodus 14:21. It's not what part of his body did he hold out? Okay, there you go. That's just the nicest way to help you in that one. What part of his body? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So 972-445-0770 if you want to call. Okay, so number two, you can text 214-210-8483. Or number three, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So we're looking for a body part. Get it? Okay, Exodus 14:21. That's the big thing right there. See, so sometimes I'll tell you that, and it's important to understand that because there's you know, sometimes the imagery from a movie will take precedent over what the scripture says, and we want to be very specific to the scripture. So that's why Exodus 14:21. Is God part of the Red Sea for the Israelites? What part of his body did Moses hold out over the water? We do have somebody that feels confident they're going to answer that correctly. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. Will Rogers.
Hello, Will Rogers. How are you, my brother?
Doing great. I hope you're better.
I'm doing fantastic. I'm always glad to hear from you, Will. Absolutely glad to hear from you. You're such a blessing. I'll send you $20.
I don't think.
That's my way of saying I love you, okay?
I think it's easy to just say you love me.
All right, you ready for the trivia question? And then I want to get an update on Jacob. Can we do that too?
Okay.
Which one? What do we want first? You want to do the update or you want to do the trivia?
Let's do the trivia.
All right, here's the trivia question. All right, here we go. As God parted the Red Sea from the Israelites, what body part did Moses hold over the water?
Okay, you said body part, so one is rod.
Right, but what what would have been?
The rod would have been in his hand.
That is correct, Amanda!
That's his arm.
So it was his arm / his hand. His hand was what we were looking for. So there were people were like, was the staff in there or not? It's like, what did he put over there? His hand. That's what Exodus 14:21 says. His hand.
But in the movie, the hand at the end of the arm holding the rod.
That's
so
right.
It's all there.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. That's the big thing right there. So let me point that out. It's really, really good. Movies and different kind of cultural things have an impact on how we see scripture. It happens all the time. So in the movie, and it was a great movie, come on, the Ten Commandments, he holds the staff out, right? So, but it's his hand that goes over it. It's the same thing where it talks about the lion, where you hear that song from Elvis Presley, and the lion will lay down with the lamb. Well, it's the wolf that lays down with the lamb. But because of Elvis, everybody goes, it's the lion. It's the lion. It's like, no, it's the wolf. It's the wolf that lays down with the lamb. See, the wolf goes after the lamb. That's like their favorite thing. And so it's like, no. And I understand it. I understand there's worship songs. I understand it. But Elvis was the one that made it. And the lion lays down with the lamb. He just did that so well that many people just see that in their minds when they think of it. See, so that's how culture can influence. That's pretty important, right?
Yes, sir.
It's important to know it. All right. Can we get an update from Jim? I mean, Jacob, we've been praying for him, a friend of yours, his grandson. Is he still doing better?
Yes, sir. Still doing better.
Awesome. That is awesome.
I mean, after what happened to him, I'm amazed that he's even alive.
Absolutely. Tell people at least the beginning, especially the text you sent me, what happened to him on the initial. When you remember you sent me the initial text, what was that you described in that text? It was fascinating. What happened to him?
The best way I know to describe it is, and I may not have it by memory exactly perfect, he was in a truck and he tangled with a railroad engine. And you know you're not going to win when you tangle with a railroad engine. And so he went to the hospital and he had all kinds of pieces broken, damaged, bruised, and he was in ICU for several days, and in just a matter of a few days with prayer, he was up and walking, and surgeries were done, and he's doing so much better.
That's just a miracle. I mean, when you get hit by a train and it takes you out, it's usually that's it. And then when I remember when you tested me, I was thinking, oh, this is going to be, I mean, the Lord can do it, but this is right to the end. And it's just, I'm just amazed that he's not only recovering, doing pretty well in recovery, isn't he?
Amazing is right.
Wow. Phenomenal. Just phenomenal, right?
All glory to the Lord.
Amen. Every ounce, every bit. I mean, only God could have pulled that out. So when we were praying for it, we didn't discuss a lot on the air because I didn't know if I should have or not have or didn't know how to do that. But it's like he got hit by a train, people, in a truck. It's like you don't typically survive that. And then if you do, it's not pleasant. And it's like the Lord has given that kid grace upon grace upon grace. That is just phenomenal. So excellent, excellent, Will. Just excellent, excellent sharing. Really appreciate you.
Okay. Well, you have a blessed day, sir.
You too, my friend. You as well. God bless
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to break. I'm never going to get to teach this. We're going to break. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
You don't know what's going to happen in 1 minute, let alone 1 hour from now. And God, who it's impossible for God to lie, has made this commitment, made this offer, made this opportunity to both you and me and all of us around. The simplicity is that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And that the wages of that sin, the wages falling short, is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God, demonstrating his love for us, sent Jesus Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. There is nothing more important than that principle right there. The hope that is offered to believers who acknowledge and surrender to the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's what's being offered. That's what gives you encouragement. That's what enables you to go on. You're going to have a lot of sorrow in this life. Job said it best, a man's days are few and full of trouble. But in the next, there is something so wonderful that even in man's mind, we cannot retain it. For eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither can the heart comprehend, can't even receive the great things which God has prepared for them that love him. There's such a great thing that's coming for us, such a great place, such a wondrous place. But you got to acknowledge the invitation. You got to say yes. Because if you don't say yes, you're not going to that wedding. The wedding of the Lamb. Don't be that person. Don't be that person that rejects it. Don't be that person that lives in sorrow, in grief, and in sadness. Don't be that person. Be the one that says yes. So that you can be a part of the great wedding feast, that you can be a part of the great celebration. No, life is much more than this 60, 70, 80, 90 years. It's eternity on the line. And if you've already said yes, rest in the comfort. Rest in that place. Rest in that goodness. That all is well. And even on this side, if it's hard, on the other side, it's glorious. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Props to Aunt Deb for catching that a lot of these fills are connecting to our collars. It's just one of those weird things. Like, I'm not even going to touch this with a... I ain't touching this. You can't touch it. That'll probably come up next. That's hilarious. Okay. First of all, we'll do our trivia question. You guys ought to get this. That's I'm going to say that to you, but maybe not. I'll do the best to help you. What happened to Miriam when she questioned Moses' authority? Your answer is in Numbers chapter 12, verse 10. What happened to her? Something happened to her from the Lord. What was it? What happened to Miriam when she questioned Moses' authority? Sometimes that's not the best idea. Let me tell you now, you can call 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. You can also send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Now, I'm going to send you up to the website because that's what we do. See, this is how we do that? And website filled with interesting, entertaining, challenging, encouraging different thingies. Different thingies? I don't even know what that means. Anyhow, check out the website. You'll find it's like the video's up there. It's a welcome video. Just get past that because you guys already kind of know me a little bit. That's for people that have never been there before. And then just kind of check it all out. Check out the links and the different stuff and have a good time. And if it's something's wrong with it, send me an email so we can fix it because my son helps coordinate it, and he has to get that done for me. All right, check out the website and also a place to give. Don't forget, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org!
No, can't touch this, but we got the chicken.
Yeah, we got the chicken. That was good. Hey, I do want to say something real quick before we go to the caller. Scott sent in an email. He makes a really good point. He says Exodus 14, 16 has this point where Moses' staff is in his hand and it goes over the body of water. And that is true. That's why we were specific to Exodus 14, 21 about the hand. So there is, you know, the movie does have some element there that's got some truth, but that's why we went with body part. I see, that's why we went with body part. But thank you, Scott, appreciate that. All right, somebody is on hold and is ready to answer the trivia question, so send them on through. Knock knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
This is a rooster.
A rooster? Rooster. Yeah, I think that was a chicken. I don't know. I can't tell. I've got to ask Jennifer.
Why are you like a wolf?
Well, you know. Oh, brother, what's happening? How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
You're doing okay. You got to answer trivia first, so let's take care of that. Okay. Sure. What happened to Miriam when she questioned Moses' authority? What happened to her?
Well, she become very white, meaning leprosy.
And leprosy, that is correct, Amundo! Now, that should not be misunderstood by people to say that if you ever question authority, you're going to get blessed with leprosy. It was a little different with Moses, who was well-established as the spokesperson for God. And they were actually mad. She was actually mad at Moses because he married a Cushite, which really tells you better be careful about saying things about people who marry other people that you don't like, because that doesn't always mean you're right. That's kind of like a nice way to put that. All right, Mike. So the real question.
So my question is: so did Moses also married another person afterwards?
Yeah. Yes, that is correct. That's like correct. That's you are correct, sir.
Or Sapphira, whatever.
Well, the Cushite, that's the one that I think you were looking for. So she was married to Zipporah, and then he got married another time, took her as a wife. So in 12:1, it says the Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman, which is also known in other translations as a Cushite. Okay, does that help?
So is her father was a priest, or the other?
No, it was Zipporah's father was the priest.
I'm sorry?
Zipporah's father was the priest. That's the one where he was in the desert.
Oh, okay.
That help?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, another related question. Did she circumcise her son or the other one?
Not the cushion. Zipporah did it. You're killing me. Zipporah did that and said, "You've made me a bloody person," because she had to circumcise his son.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the Cushite didn't come till much later.
Is she Aaron's sister-in-law?
Technically, of course she would be. What are you doing? Are you just having fun? You're just having fun, aren't you? I'm never going to get to teach this lesson ever.
Okay, now I have a really, really serious question.
Okay.
What was the purpose of the Book of Revelation? Or what is the purpose of the Book of Revelation?
Well, you know, we're teaching that, starting that in 5 weeks, and the purpose of the Book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 1, tells you the purpose of the Book of Revelation. Did you know that? You read chapter 1, verse 1? It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. Not revelations, Christ. Not plural, revelation, singular. Okay.
Yeah.
The purpose is to reveal Jesus. That's the purpose of the book.
Okay.
Like that?
So I don't need to shun myself just to listen.
Correct. You don't need to shun. Lord bless my brother. fill him with joy and laughter. He needs it. I just ask you to bless him in Jesus' name.
Okay.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Good. Hey, I have a prayer request.
Sure. Fire away.
Please pray for my oldest daughter. Sometimes she has a difficulty falling asleep.
Okay.
Like last night, it was almost till 2, so that makes me tired and cranky. So,
yeah.
But I hate that part.
And who was it? Who is it that had it?
Oldest daughter. She's a teenager, so she has a little hard time to falling asleep
kind of
thing.
Got it.
Her mind goes
and
keep running
races,
and running.
Yeah.
I say, okay, calm down, sweetheart.
Yeah.
So.
Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. Nobody helps us with sleep like you do, Lord. Especially when we learn to take everything that's in our minds and just lay it down before you. And Lord, myself, I've had problems like that for years, Lord. And how many times you've taught me, let it go. Lay it down and let it go. Lord, that's just good for all of us. And we all need good sleep. It's amazing how refreshing a good sleep brings into our lives. So for those that are really struggling, Lord, that people get the good amount of sleep. And for Samson's daughter, she'd get a good amount of sleep. She'd be rested, refreshed, strengthened, encouraged. And let her not be so consumed by things she's working on or even things that she hears. Let that trust and peace work hand in hand in her life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, brother. God bless you.
All right. Love you too. And you have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. All right. I am going to teach for 3 minutes because if I don't teach, I'll have to redo this whole thing again. And you guys don't want that. Trust me. All right. So in Acts 24, so we just skipped the biggest part of Acts that we've ever skipped before. We skipped from 23 to 24. 4, skipped about 15 verses. But this is all the historical element. What happened is Claudius Lysias is like sending a letter to Governor Felix and going, I don't know what's going on in this case. These people are losing it. Can you please take care of this, adjudicate this whole process for me because I can't touch this. It's way past my knowledge. It just doesn't seem like anything he's done, this guy Paul's done, is worthy of death. So in the case presenting, a lawyer named Tertullus is presenting his case against Paul, and I want you to catch this because this part's important for you to understand as a Christian. He says this, Your Excellency, you've given us peace to us Jews. You've enacted reforms for us. And for all this, we're very grateful. But lest I bore you, kindly give me your attention only for a moment. And I'll briefly outline the case we have against this man. We found him to be a troublemaker who's constantly inciting the Jews around the world to riots and rebellion against the Roman government. He's a ringleader of the sect known as the Nazarenes. Moreover, he's trying to defile the temple when we arrested him. You can find out the truth of our accusations by examining him yourself. Then the other Jews chimed in, declaring everything Tertullus said was true. The only thing I want to bring up here is that the lawyer came in and made 4 direct lies about Paul. He said that he's a troublemaker. He makes people, he's bringing riots to the world. He's rebellious against the Roman government, and he was defiling their temple. All four things are a lie. But all of the Jews that were with them chimed in going, yeah, yeah, yeah. And sometimes when people accuse people, especially Christians, falsely, other people around are going, yeah, yeah, yeah. And this is where the witness and the words of every the witness of every two or three people, let every word be established. This is where it doesn't apply because the mob is in cahoots with the lie. And what you're going to find out if Christian persecution increases, if the Lord tarries and we're not taken up beforehand, that more statements about Christians are going to come forward and more people behind that are going to go, yeah, yeah, yeah. And the lie is going to perpetuate. And you will be a part of that attack. You don't have to be afraid if the Lord tarries and that happens, because the Lord has promised to never leave you nor forsake you. But you should be aware that the worldly and the world system and Satan are going to direct that, because it's been directed before. And after all, everybody just wants to be like the early church, don't they? Oh, well, maybe not all the time. Here's what I'm trying to say. Be aware that accusations are going to fly and people are going to second it and third it and fourth it. And all they're doing is connecting to the lie. And that will come against believers. So don't let it surprise you. You've been warned in Scripture, and again, 2,000 years later. All right, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. The David Spoon Experience.
Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Brother Ace.
Hey, Brother Ace. How are you, my bro?
I'm doing good. I'm under a tree in the shade and eating chicken and dumplings.
Nice. That's nice. Good for you. You're in the shade eating chicken and dumplings. I like it. All right. I gave this clue, and I think some people might have not quite caught it, so I'm hoping you did. Which king said, "As I was lying in my bed, the images and visions that passed through my mind terrified me"?
Are you looking for Nebuchadnezzar?
That is correct, sir! Yes, sir! Remember, now the reason that I gave the moo sound is because he was driven and he ate with the cattle, and so I just gave the moo.
Yeah, that was quite an experience for the man to be a king and then have to eat and be like a cow.
Yeah.
God's got to humble us sometimes, and we just got to accept it, you know.
That's exactly right. You know, you think about that guy, and you think he would have been, and even Daniel warned him, he would have been fine, except he walked out on his foray, and he goes, "I have built all this." It's like, yeah, that was a dumb thing to say right there. That was it. You and Elsie the cow, that's what happened right there. That was bad.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly right. No, I'll tell you. Well, that's good. I mean, life is full of surprises, but one thing you cannot do is be haughty in the presence of the Lord. I know that.
Amen, so, brother. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's good to talk to you. I encourage Gabriel to continue to rise to his profession. It'll be good.
Yep, you got it. And we'll work it all together, right, and we'll help him get there. Right. Well, all right, brother. Love you in the Lord, bro.
Yeah, right. I love you too. Thanks for praying for me. I appreciate that.
You got it. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Pretty straightforward on this last trivia question. Why did Moses send men to the land of Canaan? Your answer is in Numbers 13:2. Why did Moses send men to the land of Canaan? What is it that he wanted them to do? Your answer is in Numbers chapter 13, verse 2. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 as well as send an email, David@hemusincrease.org. So Mo sent 12 people out to the land of Canaan. What were they supposed to do? What were they doing? What were they doing? Okay. I will give you one massively excellent hint. Ready? Ready? Excellent. Get smart. See, if you can't get it from that, I can't help you. If you can't get that from this hint, okay, why did Moses send out the 12 men? Why did he send them to the land of Canaan? And your answer, your hint is, it's first of all, it's Numbers 13:2, but get smart. Think about that. The show, Get Smart. Ready? Okay. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, David@hemusincrease.org. We'll do a very brief history. Very, very brief.
Let's go live in the past.
All right, today is National Vitamin C Day. Okay. Can't really say nothing about that. It's 404 day. So 404 is what you get when you go to a website and the page isn't working. And it's like 404.
Right, right. It was like 404 error or something.
Yeah, right. Yep. All right, and this I love. I'm just telling you I love it. You guys probably don't know this about me, but I do love this. National Chicken Cordon Bleu Day. And I love chicken cordon bleu. It's so good. I like it. I'm just one of those people that like stuff like that. Additionally, on this day in 1974, Hank Aaron tied Babe Ruth's home run record. 1973, the World Trade Center in New York was officially dedicated. Long time ago, right, folks? And then finally, 1818, on this day, United States Congress adopts the flag of the United States. There you go. There's history for you. There you go. All right. So why did Mo send the 12 guys out to the land of Canaan? And then your hint, which I think is a rather good hint, is get smart. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Which, by the way, one of the funniest things was when Max was confronting somebody. He said, "You're in trouble now." And he goes, "Oh, yeah, right outside was a whole U.S. Navy." And the guy goes, "I don't think so." And he goes, "Well, right outside are hundreds and hundreds of agents." And he goes, "Nope." And then the guy goes, "Would you believe two cops and a rowboat?" Okay. See, that's funny. I don't care what you said. Okay, somebody ready to answer a trivia question? They're there. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
David, this is Mark.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. I'm having a great time. I hope you're having a great day.
I am. It's a beautiful day.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. All right. Let's set it up. I'll give you the chance to knock it out. Here we go. Moses sent 12 guys to check out the land of Canaan. Your hint was get smart. There you go. Why did he send the man to the land of Canaan? For what purpose?
Spy it out.
That is correct, Amundo! Check it out, spot it out, spy it out, scout it out, spy out the land. See what it's going to bring. Tell people what's going on. That is 100% correct. Excellent job, sir. Excellent, excellent job. How are you in general?
I'm doing well. I love your show. I've been listening to it for about 3 months, and I think it's fantastic.
Thank you. And the only thing we tell people is make sure you have plenty of aspirin because sometimes it gives people a headache.
Okay.
Excellent job, sir.
Well, you're wonderful. All y'all are wonderful.
All right. God bless you, man. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ah, that's nice. I think that was his first time calling, right? Is that his first time? Yeah. See, that's what a way to end the show. All right, last thing I'm going to tell you, because I only got a minute to say it, so let me just say it here. Acts 24:10. Now, it was Paul's turn. The governor motioned for him to rise and speak. Paul said, I know you, sir. You've been a judge of Jewish affairs for many years, which gives me confidence so I can make my defense. Let me explain something to you. If you are required to, you will make a defense for the gospel. If you read Jude, you find out we have to contend earnestly for the faith once and for all given. There is nothing weird or bizarre about that. The thing about worrying about the defense, about giving a defense, is wrong. You don't need to worry about it. Jesus said in Luke 12:12, at that time the Holy Spirit will tell you what to say. Relax. You don't have to have it all planned out, okay? But you may have to give a full defense of the gospel. You know what? So what? If people don't like it, tough. You're a Christian, and you're going to face God. Better to face God as a Christian than to face God as not a Christian. Can you say amen? What people think doesn't matter. Get it? All right. We're done for the show. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. 22 and a half hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
And opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.